הרמב״ם פרק שני מהלכות תשובה הלכה א', איזו היא תשובה גמורה? זה שבא לידו דבר שעבר בו ואפשר בידו לעשותו ופירש ולא עשה מפני התשובה, לא מיראה ולא מכישלון כוח. כיצד? הרי שבעל אישה בעבירה ולאחר זמן נתייחד עמה והוא עומד באהבתו בה ובכוח גופו ומדינה שעבר בה ופירש ולא עבר, זהו בעל תשובה גמורה. הוא שלשתומו אמר וזכור את בוריך בימי בחורותיך, ואם לא שב אלא בימי זקנותו ובעת שאי אפשר לו לעשות מה שהיה עושה, אף פי שאין התשובה מעולה, מועלת היא לו ובעל תשובה הוא. אפילו עבר כל ימיו ועשה תשובה ביום מיטתו ומת בתשובתו, כל עוונותיו נמחלים, שנאמר עד אשר לא תחשק השמש והאור והירח וכוכבים ושבו עבים אחר גשם שהוא יום המיטה. מכלל שאם זכר בוראו ושב קודם שימות נסלח לו. So the first halakha Rambam says that there's a concept of teshuvah gemura, complete teshuvah, which means if a person committed a certain type of sin and then the same exact variables presented themselves again and he was in the same situation and he overcame his yetzarara at the same age when he still had his passion towards that sin and he overcame it, that is considered teshuvah gemura. Of course he says that even if a person would repent in his older years where he doesn't have the same passion as he had when he was young, it's still considered a teshuvah. For that matter, even if a person that repents at the time of his death, at the last moment, and repents all his past deeds, so he's also considered a ba'al teshuvah, and God will forgive him. Alakha bet. Uma hiya teshuvah? Hu shi'azov achote chet'o, ויצירו ממחשבתו, ויגמור בליבו שלא יעשהו עוד, שנאמר יעזוב רשע דרכו, וכן יתנחם על שעבר, שנאמר כי אחרי שובי ניחמתי, ויעיד עליו יודע תעלומות שלא ישוב לזה החטא לעולם, שנאמר ולא נאמר עוד אלוהינו למעשה ידינו, וסריק לתבדות בשפתיו ולומר עניינות אלו שגמר בליבו. So now Rambam gives us some of the key components of teshuvah. Number one, he says, azivat achet, which means a person has to desist from the sin. He has to remove it from his mind, and he has to accept upon himself that he's not going to commit that sin again. And then he has to have a true, a sincere regret on the fact that he committed the sin in the past. And then he writes, "V'ya'id alav yodea ta'alumot." Now, literally this word means that God will testify on such a person that what? That this person will never sin again. But the case of Mishneh says, "V'ya'id alav yodea ta'alumot v'im tomar." The pasuk that the Rambam brings doesn't really prove this principle that God has to testify that this man is not going to sin again. It says, V'yesh lomar, v'achi kamar, yikach le'ed la'shem yitbarach alav, shelo yashuv lachato. Which means that the God's going to testify. That a person, when he makes teshuvah, he has to say in front of God that he's not going to sin. And God is his witness. Which means, like we say, Hazino Hashamayim Ve'ares, that the sky is my witness, the land is my witness. So the person is saying, God is my witness that I'm not going to commit this sin again. And that's what the Pasuk says. Kelomar, Shetahilat HaPasuk Hu, Kehu Emachem Devarim, Veshuvu El Hashem. Take words with you and return to God. Umat tomeru, and what words are you gonna take to God? So you're gonna tell God, Lo nomar Eloheinu lemaase yadenu. We're not going to say that our God is our handiwork, which means God, we're saying in front of you, we're not going to worship Avodah Zarah anymore, and you're our witness that we're saying this to you. And that's what it means, V'ya'id alav bor'o. And that is the component of teshuvah. Then Harambam writes in Al-Kha Gimal, כל המתוודה בדברים ולא גמר בליבו לעזוב, הרי זה דומה לטובל ושרץ בידו, שאין התבילה מועלת לו עד שישליך השרץ, וכן הוא אומר ומודה ועוזב ירוחם, וצריך לפרוט את החטא שנאמר אנא חטא העם הזה חטאה גדולה ויעשו להם אלוהי זהב. הרמב״ם writes that if a person confesses and he regrets, but he doesn't accept upon himself that he's not going to desist from the sin again, so that's like a person that goes into the mikveh to purify himself, but he's holding something that's contaminated in his hand. So long as he doesn't leave the contaminant, he's still going to be tames, tobel, v'sheretz b'yado. So he has to leave the sin, then his teshuvah is valuable. And that's what it means, u'modev ve'ozev, confession plus leaving the sin. And then he says you have to specify the sin, just like we see when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for the Jewish people. He said the Jewish people committed a great sin, they made an egel. So you see from here that you have to specify the exact sin, and it also must be done verbally.